listener production.
Hi, it's Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Anthony Albanese is currently meeting with the US President Joe Biden and leaders of India and Japan at the Quad Summit in Tokyo. Dealing with security issues in the region and climate change at top of the agenda, our new Prime Minister just giving his opening remarks at the summit.
To tackle the biggest challenges of our time, including climate change and the security of our region. My government is committed to working with your countries, and we are committed to the Quad.
More than 3,500 homes are still without power after Perth was hit by a second night of wild winds and rain. The SES getting over 350 calls for assistance. A ceiling collapsed at a home in Claremont, while a home in Canning Vale was struck by lightning. A salvage mission is underway after a rescue off Durian Bay overnight. Three men were plucked from a life raft after their 12-metre yacht capsized about 5 km off the coast. They're recovering in hospital this morning with hypothermia. Mike Coburn from Durian Bay Marine Rescue says the conditions during the rescue were challenging.
Yeah, it was pretty feral, to be honest. It was about a 4.5 metre swell and about 30 knot westerly winds. So not the best conditions to be out there, especially at night time.
The state opposition has hit out at the McGowan government for having to use firefighters to help with the crisis with St John Ambulance. Dozens of firefighters have undergone 2 days of training and joined the fleet from today. Shadow Health Minister Libby Metham says the problem lies in the entire health system.
This is an unprecedented measure to see firefighters assist our health system because of the failure of the McGowan government to adequately provide support in our hospitals.
In sport, Eagles coach Adam Simpson is calling on improvement in the senior players as the club slumps to its worst start to a season in 35 years. Jack Darling continues to struggle to find form. Simpson telling Seven he's amongst a group of players that need to get going.
I'm sure Jack's the first to admit his form's not where we'd like it to be. Unfortunately, we can't make any changes at the moment. We've only got 23 to pick from. But he's not alone. There's a few senior players who are a bit down on form, and you know, some of our younger players have stepped up in certain stages, but we need our senior players playing well for us to be competitive. Listener.